Dell Computers, from profitable to private. From APM, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. This is the Marketplace Midday Update. We'll take a look at rumors that the company that led the planet in PC making just a decade ago might be taken private, and a long-standing British record company declares bankruptcy.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
We'll start with reports this morning that Dell CEO Michael Dell is in talks with two private equity firms about a buyout. Dell became the biggest computer maker on the planet in the early 2000s by custom building PCs for consumers and businesses. Now the company's struggling. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins me now with more. Good morning, Mitchell.
Hi, Stacey.
So, Mitchell, what do we know so far about the possible buyout of Dell?
Well, Dell is worth about $19 billion, so this would be a big deal. If it comes together, it would be the biggest leveraged buyout since the financial crisis started in 2008. It's been hard to do these kinds of deals because investors are so squeamish about risk. Although this deal might not be so risky, Dell has plenty of cash in the bank. It's profitable, even though its stock has been falling, at least until these rumors of a buyout. Analysts are saying that getting Dell off of the stock exchange could just be what Michael Dell needs to reinvent the company as a lean-focused technology provider. And notice I said that instead of saying a personal computer maker. That, of course, is what you think of when you think of Dell computers.
Right, right. Well, Mitchell, how much trouble is Dell in?
You know, it's only the same trouble, really, that the whole PC market is in. More and more people are ditching their desktops, and they're jumping onto tablets and smartphones. So Dell's shipments were down more than 20% at the end of last year.
So are we looking – I mean, is this it? Is this the death of the PC?
You know, I think it's a little early to pronounce death on the PC industry. It's just that it's not going to be the predominant computing tool anymore, and it's not even going to be at work. Carl Howe is a technology analyst at the Yankee Group. His team has been doing research. It finds 10% of workers are already using tablets or smartphones instead of something with a big hard drive and a keyboard, that is a PC.
You're going to see the PC evolve into a professional tool, one for people who create, and less in the light, I'm going to send an email or I want to browse the web sort of work environment.
It's just not the same mass market it used to be. You know, students and office workers, I don't know, everyone and my mother, who used to think that they had to have a PC loaded with software just to post pictures to Facebook, write papers, and pay their bills online.
Mitchell Hartman in Portland. Thank you, Mitchell.
You're welcome.
The battle continues today over raising the U.S. borrowing limit past the current $16.3 trillion ceiling. Yesterday, President Obama said he sees no alternative to having Congress raise the debt limit. Meanwhile, Fitch Ratings Agency has warned the U.S. that if it doesn't raise the debt ceiling soon, it could knock the U.S. down from its AAA credit rating.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf. Online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
A number of companies announced their quarterly earnings today. Among them, homebuilder Lennar. After years of dragging the economy down, the housing market is showing some signs of life, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
The number of vacant houses on the market has fallen dramatically, and that's an incentive for companies like Lennar to build more homes. Brad Hunter is chief economist with Metro Study, a housing market research company.
Now inventories are actually quite tight in about a third of the markets around the country.
The housing market still isn't back to normal, but analysts have seen modest, steady improvement for the past year. House prices have stopped falling but remain relatively affordable. David Crow is chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders. He says conditions are ripe for consumers sitting on the sidelines.
With people who have been waiting for three or four or more years to see those market conditions improve, and now they're taking advantage of that.
Mortgage rates are low, but there's a catch. In the wake of the housing bust, mortgage standards have gotten a lot tighter. That means fewer consumers can actually qualify for a loan. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
The British company HMV has been around since 1921, when this song was at the top of the charts.
Look for the silver lining.
Unfortunately, there's no silver lining yet for HMV. It's just declared bankruptcy. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more now from London.
HMV has one of the best-loved logos in the music business, Nipper the dog peering quizzically into an ancient wind-up gramophone. But the company got stuck in a groove, and public affection for the brand couldn't save it from collapse. Matt Piner is with Conlumino, retail research consultants.
There has been a kind of some real outpouring of grief across social media and so on today. But unfortunately, not that many people were shopping there anymore, and certainly not enough to make it a profitable business.
HMV could no longer compete with digital downloading and mail order CD sales from the likes of Amazon. One estimate suggests that within 3 years, the Brits will buy only 10% of their music from a bricks and mortar store, and most of that from supermarkets. HMV was the last specialist record store brand standing. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, the fight against obesity has an interesting new partner, Coca-Cola. The soft drink giants announced a new marketing campaign to fight obesity. It includes a series of Super Bowl ads and Coke-sponsored fitness classes. It comes on the heels of criticism from the Center for Science in the Public Interest, which linked Coke products to obesity and diabetes. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.